And so we live in the cloud. And even when we've come through the cloud, when we've passed beyond the horizon, when beyond the horizon of this life we fly in the clear air of God's pure and unbroken light, there will be something mysterious, something yet to discover, something more to find out. Meanwhile, in the cloud, there are ways of talking meaningfully about God, even about God. Some things about God that we are given to know and that we can know, not in the completeness of his being and in his mystery, but some sure things we know. And we know them because God himself gives them away to us. And most particularly we know them because God gives them away to us in the living and the dying and the rising of Jesus. If we want to understand as much as we are able to understand now in the cloud of the mystery of God's being, we have to look at Jesus. We have to read the stories about him. We have to listen to his voice. We have to be attentive to his presence, both inside and outside the pages of Scripture. There is God, the infinite compassion of God, shown us in the compassion of Jesus. The holiness of God and its power for cleansing and searing judgment, shown us in the person of Jesus and in the stories of his life-transforming encounters with sinners who find in him both challenge and forgiveness. The particular love of God. The love of God is not wholesale, it's retail. It's not general. God doesn't love us in a vague and benevolent general way. God loves us individually and intimately. In the same way that for all that he went about among large crowds, Jesus is always acutely perceptive about the need of the individual that he encounters. The woman with the hemorrhage who touches the hem of his garment in the middle of a great mass of people, and he knows her, and he knows that power has gone out of him because of her. That is what God is like. In Archbishop Michael Ramsay's wonderful dictum, which you've heard me quote before because I love it, God is Christ-like, and in him is no un-Christ-likeness at all. So we fly in the cloud, and as we fly in the cloud, the place of unknowing, we are given to know some things, and we know them through Jesus. But there will come that time when our flight passes through the cloud, beyond it, into the clear light. Even then, there will be an infinity of finding out more about what we can never fully grasp, the love, the glory, the beauty, and the holiness of God. And to that God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be glory, now and always. Amen.